Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And today we had a meeting at KFI in Los Angeles, and we talked about the passing of somebody who was very important to the radio station out here. And I wanted to share with our audience, not only in L.A., but the stations that are carrying our show. His name was Mark Dennis, and Mark was a very, very good friend of everybody at the station. He was a tremendous broadcast talent, a guy who was a real, what I call, and I say this with great respect because it's a good thing, he was a radio dog. He was a veteran. And he was a guy who had been around the business a while. And we, you know, in increasing times of amateurism in radio particularly, it was nice to know a guy like Mark. This was Mark's voice. In fact, you might recognize it from our show because he did what were called imaging liners and imaging promos for the station and also for our program. And here is the voice, the beautiful voice of Mark Dennis.
Phil Henry.
And that was Mark. And he did them all for us at KFI from the imaging liners at the top of the hour. He did the traffic and did it all day long. Was also in the news department at KFI for a while. And started his career, like all of us, in a small town. And worked his way up to KGB in San Diego, where he eventually became the program director of KGB in the late 1960s, when it was a top 40 station. And then went to KEZY in Orange County, which was a really important top 40 rock and roll station in the 70s in Orange County, as important to Orange County as KHJ was to Los Angeles. And Mark worked there with another great broadcaster named Rick Carroll, who also passed on. Rick died some 10 years ago. But Mark Dennis passed away on Saturday morning, and I got the news from our program director here in L.A., David Hall. Stella called me from our programming office. Marie and I were taking some time off. We were in Santa Barbara and got the news to call, and that's when we heard that Mark, who had been not feeling well all week, and he'd had some open-heart surgery back in January, which perhaps you would say, well, no wonder. Well, it was very successful surgery, from what I understand. And this came on very suddenly early in the week last week. He wasn't feeling well and apparently went to the hospital, and on Saturday he was gone. So our, first of all, our thoughts and our prayers and our just, you know, my sorrow goes to Mark's wife and his family. And we are planning a memorial for him here in Los Angeles. I know there is a funeral that we're going to attend on Wednesday, and just as an anecdote to show you that, you know, not all of this is just a lot of news reporting, Mark lent me a tie back in 1989, and I never got it back to him until 1996, but he was very grateful that I actually got the tie back to him, because it was a tie. I needed a tie for something, and he had one. So he says, here, take this tie. And then 7 years later, I walked up to him when I came back to KFI, and I said, here's your tie back. This is a guy who was a tremendous guy. He remembered everybody's birthday. And this is the story that everyone tells. No matter who you were, he would call you on your birthday. Did you ever get a birthday call from Mark Dennis, Craig? Well, your birthday, you didn't know him long enough. Well, I guarantee you, man, when's your birthday? November. Well, you would have gotten a call from Mark. And I got a call every September 1st for as long as I worked with him. And Maria, even after long after she'd left the station, she got a call from him on her birthday. He's just a guy loved and appreciated by so many people, and that, you know, his memorial on Wednesday is going to be a big thing. I can't imagine the number of people that are going to be at that. So I was very, very happy to have known him, and particularly because he was a man who was very gracious and gave you a good feeling every time you talked with him, and was always one of those guys that didn't have a problem complimenting you. Because this is a business where people are kind of short on that sort of acknowledgement. But he would always tell you the good job that you were doing. And he did a tremendous job. He was a consummate pro. He had a great set of pipes, terrific voice. And he was 59 when he left us. And we're going to miss him a lot. So now you know, if you didn't, who Mark Dennis was and a little bit of what he represented to a lot of us that worked with him. Our number here is 1-800-449-8686. It's Phil Henry's show here. We'll try some open phones just to start the show, just to kind of get us back into the week here a little bit. I had, some time away from the office this weekend. Marie and I, you know, left the kids at home and went off to the beach. And I wound up dancing on Friday night in some really cool bar in Carpinteria. And the band there was playing just awesome stuff like Suavecito by Malo and It's All Right, that J.J. Jackson tune. And so I was actually dancing. And Maria says, oh, you dance? I said, when it's cool music, yeah. Unlike Taylor, who'll get up and dance to anything. Taylor will dance to Yanni. Won't you, Taylor?
Sure,
sure, Phil. Whatever you say, boss. It was awesome. And it was one of these joints where you cook your own steaks. So we went in, and I said, eh, I'll take a big cut of meat, whatever you got. They had a 16-ounce porterhouse, so you throw it on the grill yourself. We'd throw in back some margaritas, and this band was just playing some very cool, like, I don't know how to describe it, but it was strictly California music they were playing. And, I mean, like, stuff that I listened to when I was in high school, like, what, you know, like Malo, Suavecito, you know. I got out there, and I felt like I was, you know, maybe I'm in a car club. I don't know, you know. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here. Let's go to Alhambra. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to say, first of all, how very sorry I am, Mr. Hendry, about the passing of Mr. Dennis.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I want to also mention, I want to call in today and remember the Korean War veterans and the World War II veterans. Because we fought and we won the wars that we fought in, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. And
you want to acknowledge the Korean and the World War II guys?
Yes, sir. Because we're hearing an awful lot from, you know, it's kind of a difficult day for me.
You want to acknowledge the World War II and the Korean War guys?
I want to acknowledge them, and ordinarily we have VJ Day and VE Day and those days, but...
But what? What? You're acknowledging the World War II guys, but what?
Well, you got a lot of these other fellas. I don't want to be disrespectful, but you got some of these other fancy boys that are talking about 25 years since their war.
And, the Vietnam War. Well, as a matter of fact, April 30th was the anniversary of the end, the real end of the Vietnam War. America got out of that war and...
Yes, well, hold on, because these fancy boys and skirt chasers, and I don't mean any disrespect, but the...
Well, who's a fancy boy and a skirt chaser? Is that a Vietnam vet?
You know something...
Is that's what you call a Vietnam vet?
Well, that's a little harsh.
Yeah, I would say that's a little harsh. Fancy boys and skirt chasers.
Well, for every year for 25 years, Mr. Henry, we have been reminded of these Vietnam guys and their Vietnam conflict and how they had a bad time of it, you know. Well, there was a little something called the Korean War, and we won that war, and I don't hear anybody saying hello or thank you to us. And there was a little thing called the World War II. You ever heard of that?
Of course I have.
All right. Well, I don't mean to be facetious, but nobody ever says thank you to those guys.
Nobody ever says thank you to the World War II guys? I mean, you might have a point about Korea, but...
No one ever says thank you to the World War II guys. But every year I'm reminded of these boys and their little Vietnam deal, which they lost. So I just wanted to call in and say... You know, that I want to remember the Korean War, guys. And I want to remember the World War II guys. But, boy, that hurts.
Well, what hurts? The fact that the Vietnam vets are being remembered?
Well, it stings a little bit. Because they got this traveling wall, which is a misappropriation of funds. We got the whole Vietnam conflict, which is a misappropriation of funds.
How do you figure that that's a misappropriation of funds? The Vietnam War Memorial was commissioned by Congress.
No, I believe it's a misappropriation of funds.
Why?
Because we lost the conflict. And I want to go around and remember a bunch of to be a loser? You know, I'll tell you something. I don't think it's something you want to remember... That you're a loser. And I don't think it's something that you want to get. I'll tell you that I have a son in 1970. My son was about ready to complete his first tour of duty in Vietnam. He was in Cochi Province, which is near the demilitarized zone.
And this was your son, sir?
Yes.
Now, were you in the Korean War?
Yes.
Because you told by screener you were in the United States Navy, right?
That is correct.
And what branch of the service was your son in?
My son was in the United States Army. And on August 13th, and he had 12 days in a wake-up, this dumb boy goes and starts to haul wounded to a helicopter and gets his ass shot off. He had 12 days in a wake-up, my son Alan. And I'll tell you, what a dumbass.
And you know what I'd like to say to you, sir?
What?
I want to say that you are in obvious pain because of the loss of your son.
No, sir, I am not.
Now, wait a minute. You lost your son in Vietnam when?
On August the 13th, 1970.
And it was at Cochi.
At Cochi in South Vietnam.
Well, you know the date? You know the time?
I know the date because he had 12 days in a wake-up.
Now, what is 12 days in a wake-up? I mean, he had 12 days, and then the day he woke up, he was out of there?
He was going to rotate back to the world, yeah. And this dumbass starts hauling wounded to a chopper and got his ass shot off. How do you like that stupid son of a bitch?
This is your son.
I know it's my son. But this is an example of what I'm talking about. This is the what I'm saying. In other words, this war was fought by a bunch of dumbasses like that, dragging some guy's wounded ass to a chopper, and he gets shot and killed, and his mother's only son and his sister's only brother, he's dead. Now,
I'm very sorry for the loss. I mean, you know...
You don't have to say you're sorry.
Well, aren't you sad?
I'm pissed. I could have had a son. I'm pissed off.
And your son dies in South Vietnam in August of 1970, and you're pissed, and you say that's an example of how stupid those guys were.
Well, they were a bunch of fancy boys who lost their little war, isn't it? And that's what I'm talking about. Fancy boys and skirt chasers, all of them. That's why I say that the Vietnam War deal is a misappropriation of funds.
And Vietnam War deal meaning the memorial.
Meaning the memorial, that's right. And the whole war, somebody ought to get paid back for. Now
Well, hold on. Korean War veteran. It's 25 years since the end of Vietnam yesterday. And this guy's calling up to give a shout out to the Korean War vets, the World War II vets, because they deserve it more than the Vietnam guys. Did he tell you that his son had been shot over there, killed? Because he just did, to me. And I said, are you sad about it? He said, no, I'm pissed. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And yesterday was the anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. Actually, it was the end of the war, but America's involvement had ended some 2 years before. This gentleman, you're a Navy veteran?
Phil, I'm a veteran of the United States Navy. I served in Korea. And my son was in Vietnam, United States Army. But I'm talking about America. I don't give a good Christ when the...
You're going to need to, you know, watch your language. You're kind of a colorful old guy, okay? I appreciate that.
Yeah, well...
And that's great, but watch your language, okay, Pops?
All right, but... You know, I'm talking about it.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Just watch the language. So your son was in Vietnam. He died April 13th, 1970. Was he shot taking wounded to a helicopter?
Yeah, they were in what they called a hot landing zone, and they were moving wounded. And this guy stands up and is dragging wounded in there. And
don't you think that that was part of his responsibility?
No, I do not, sir. Have you ever served in the front line? Have you ever been in combat, sir?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, then, if I were you, I'd watch what I, you know, I just back away and let the big boys, let the big dogs eat on this one. Okay?
Okay, well, let me ask you, if you're one of the big dogs, don't you help a wounded man?
You ever heard of a medical corpsman? You've seen a war movie, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've seen war movies. I'm just...
Well, that's when the guy goes, medic, medic, oh, Christ, help me, I'm shot. That's what you do. My ass is shot off or whatever.
And there was probably a medic there for your son when he got shot.
The only thing my boy needed was they needed a tin can when they found him. That's about all that was left of him. He didn't need a medic. He needed some guy. He needed somebody with some saran wrap.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, listen, I think your caller has misplaced the idea here. I'm the commander of an American Legion post. I'm 33 years old. The American Legion post here in Miami, and I know a whole lot of
American
Korean War
Legion
veterans.
Post, huh?
I know a whole lot of Korean War veterans that would stand up and say that you have no concept of the idea that you do not leave a wounded man behind and you don't know what you're talking about.
Let me ask you something, son.
And being in Navy, I can understand.
Let me ask you something, son. Do you guys still have condoms in your bathrooms there at the American Legion?
No, we do not, and that's not relevant.
Yes, it is. I'd like to know why the American Legion encourages illicit sex.
What has that got to do with it?
They have condom dispensing machines in American Legion posts.
That has nothing to do with your...
Well, you brought up the fact that you're an American Legion commander.
Because a lot of veterans go into the hall there, don't they, sir? All right, thanks for your call. I think she can't hear me. But a lot of veterans, I'm sure, do. Is that whose phone? Is that your phone?
What?
It sounds crappy.
Well, your show sounds crappy.
Fine, so we both have a crappy connection. Temecula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment to the caller and how very sad it is that he lost his son. And I understand that he's angry.
It wasn't that sad.
Well, I can understand that you're extremely angry, sir, but your son did a very honorable thing. And I see that you realize someone
honorable,
else should have been helping.
He's dead. He got blown into so many small pieces,
yeah.
They literally needed a bag.
Yeah, that's very
great.
That's very sad, and he did a very honorable thing. But, you know, he didn't go over there to have a party and chase some skirts. He did what he was supposed to do. He was sent there to do a job, and he served his country.
Wait a
and
second.
We remember
he was
him.
Sent there to win a war, and instead they lost a little armed conflict. So he didn't do the job, did he? And
well,
neither did the rest of these skirt-chasing fancy boys with their Vietnam War memorial, and they're crying and singing the blues.
Well, I think you're blaming the wrong person.
So what is this? Is this another example of you Korean and World War II vets looking down your noses at the Vietnam guys?
That's really sad.
Let me tell you something, man. My kid was a real dumbass. I'm ashamed I had such a stupid... If this guy would have stayed low,
you know what?
He would have come home to his mother. He would have come home to his mother. Instead,
right.
The dumbass gets his ass
right.
blown off.
You're right. And you know what? I don't think he would be such a dumbass if they had won the war, would he have been?
He still would have gotten his ass shot off, wouldn't he?
Would you call him a dumbass then?
Yeah, because then he could have come home victorious.
Well, then
but
maybe
it's... he would have been dead serving his country. He would have died serving his country.
Then
he would have been honorable because he would have won?
Say that again.
I'm saying that he would have been very honorable had he died in the line of duty, and we won that war. It sounds like you're very angry because we lost and your son died.
No, I would have loved it if we would have lost and he would have come home alive.
Well,
now,
then
what
why?
If we would have won and he would have died anyway? Would it have been a dumbass?
Then I would have been. If we would have lost and he would have died?
No, if we won and he died.
If we won and he had lived.
Yeah, I realize.
What if he died and we had lost? I mean.
Right.
No, what if he had died? What's the one you're saying, ma'am? If we had won...
If we had lost the war... Okay, say it again.
If we would have won the war, you would have been proud of your son.
Because we lost.
No, because... Are you listening to her?
Mr. Henry, I'm 68 years old, and I don't understand what you people are saying. I'm saying that my...
If we'd won the war...
And his son would have died...
And his son...
He would have been very proud.
Okay,
my son served in a war
really?
That we won.
Let me go ask his mother if she would have been very proud had it... Honey? Oh, you know what? Every time I mention his name, she breaks down, so I guess I can't do it.
Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I want to get into this concept. You said that the Vietnam War Memorial, this is the Phil Hendry Show, by the way. Sir, you said the Vietnam War Memorial was a misappropriation of funds. Now,
yes, I did. And
what do you mean by that?
I mean, because you don't spend money on a military, and you don't spend money on a military operation where we amassed some 500,000 American service people and send them over to Vietnam to turn it into a foul-up operation. That whole operation was a foul-up.
And they lost that conflict, as you call it.
And then they bring these fancy boys home, and they give them a Vietnam memorial. And what is that supposed to mean? I'll tell you one thing about my boy I appreciate. At least he got shot. And left him over there. He goes,
good God. I mean, your son, so you like the fact that your kid...
I don't, look it. What's he going to do, come over here on the heroin and be on the marijuana? It's better that they left him in a baggie over there, so at least he could say, you know...
that he died.
And didn't come home a loser. Okay? You don't want to think like a loser, Mr. Harry.
How did we get on this Vietnam thing? I thought that...
The same 25 years, I'd like to get over it, too.
Ocala on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I feel it's really a shame that this gentleman here seems to have such bitterness over his son's passing.
No, ma'am, I'm not bitter.
Everything I hear coming out of your mouth is bitter.
I'm pissed off the dumb son of a gun, you know,
got it. How can you call your own son dumb?
He got his ass blown into 500 pieces, that's how.
Was it passed down through the genes or what? I mean,
you may think you said something funny there, but I'm still walking around, aren't I? And dummy got his butt blown to bits.
Well, you know, I am a very proud daughter of a Vietnam vet.
Here we go.
Very proud
here
of that.
Here we go what?
I got to hear another speech.
No, I'm not after a speech. I just, you know, you made a comment about your wife breaking into tears whenever you bring up your son. If you let it go after 30 years,
yeah,
she won't break into tears.
He's so stupid, it makes her cry.
Are you sure
it's him you're referring to? I mean, he did an
honorable thing. You're full
thing.
Of a lot of witty comments, aren't you?
He served his country. You served your country as well.
He didn't serve his country. He lost. And
you expect people to be proud of the service that you gave?
We won, lady. We won our
win
war.
Win or lose.
You go
he
back
went
and
to
take
do
a look
duty.
At the history. Take a look at the record book. We won.
Win
and
or
the
lose,
Vietnam,
he did what
guys,
his country asked him to do.
His country did not ask him to get his ass blown into 600 pieces.
But
wasn't he expected to go? Wasn't he expected to help the wounded?
I don't know. They got medical corps. He's dragging guys into a chopper. Next thing you know, the whole thing's a ball of flame.
That's
nice
the most
going,
honorable
pal.
Thing he could have done.
Oh, honorable.
Yes.
Look, lady, there's
very
honorable. There's honorable and then there's dumb. This kid was walking dumb. I'm telling you, dumb
as
dirt.
I don't see it that way.
Dumb as Vietnam swamp water.
You know what? The lady made a good point. If you'd give it up, maybe your wife wouldn't cry.
Every time I show her a picture of our son, she starts to weep and says, Jesus, was he stupid. Those are the first words out of her mouth.
She loves him.
Yeah, she looks at it. She gets a handkerchief, dabs at her eyes, and said, he was a dumb son of a bitch, wasn't he? And I say, yes, he was, mother. Yes, he was.
Do you have any
where is his picture?
At all for him?
His picture is on our mantelpiece. And I've got a nice picture there with a little thing over it that says, my stupid-ass son. I'm serious. You've got to be a real dumbass to get blown away. Anybody with half a brain could have stayed alive in Vietnam. It wasn't even a real war. I hope your father's still alive, by the way.
Oh, yes, he is.
See, he was smart.
And he's not a loser, and he's never done any drugs, and he came home and made a respectable life for himself.
Well, a lot of them like to smoke. They wanted to get on that, I forget the name of it.
Marijuana.
The stuff you smoke, yeah.
Okay. Ma'am, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Very proud of your father.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1-800-449.
Do you do that just to get in good with your audience?
No, it's tough for me to hear you talk about your son that way. I mean,
I loved my son, okay? I could still love him and think he's stupid.
What do you mean you got a picture of him on the mantelpiece that says, our son, a real dumbass?
I have a wonderful photograph of my son who is a staff sergeant of the United States Army. And it's right after his basic training. As he took his basic at Fort Bragg, California. And he's standing there, and we put a little embroidered thing over him and said, this dumbass got his ass shot off in August of 1970. Coochie, South Vietnam.
On your mantle.
On our mantle, yes.
This dumbass got his ass shot off.
Yes.
And you love your son.
I love him very much.
It must be your sense of humor or something to...
No, it's just the way we feel. Come on, get over it, Hendry.
Scatacook, New York, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I don't really have much more to say now, but that man who's talking...
You didn't have anything to say in the first place.
Well, I think you ought to be quiet, sir.
What did I do?
You were born.
I just want some...
Sir, you should walk very proud and with your head up high and thank God. And your son did an
for
honorable
what?
Thing.
For what?
He
for
gave
national...
his life trying to save someone else. And
you
what
know
is
what
wrong
I,
with that?
You know what I... I
and you
I
know
hold
something?
My
Korea
head up.
Was lost, sir.
No, it wasn't.
Because there's still a North and South Korea.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah
still
that's
never
right.
been a...
That's
settlement
right.
Between them,
there's
a still a demilitarized zone over there.
You're telling me that I got to be proud I had a dumbass for a kid?
You
come on.
Well, I tell you, if you were my father, I would call you a dumbass.
Now, let me ask you something.
I wouldn't even have any respect for you whatsoever.
I do walk with my head up, and I do hold it proud. You know
well,
why?
Then don't denounce
you know why?
Your son.
But do you know why?
He gave his life
I walk
for a worthwhile
proudly.
Cause.
I
he
walk
served
with
his
my,
country.
I walk with my head up
he was serving
proud.
For his
Because
man.
I just got DirecTV. That's why I walk with my head held high and proud.
What does DirecTV have to do?
I got the whole NFL package.
Were you degrading your son the way you do?
Sir, I love my son and I
well,
always
then
will.
Well, show it. And
I do
him.
Show it, but I gotta
show
look,
the love.
You gotta
don't
call a spade a spade, don't you?
A man.
Don't you call a spade a spade?
Sure
well, you do.
A spade.
There he
and
goes.
You're the ace of spades.
What's your last name, sir?
My last name?
Yes.
I'm Lloyd Bonifay.
And what was your son?
Staff Sergeant Alan Bonifay, United States Army, dumbass.
God! I mean...
The man needs you know, mental help.
Why do I need help? I love the boy, but he made a mistake.
Okay, you're saying it was a mistake for him to help wounded to a heli... Was it an evacuation helicopter?
Yes, they were evacuating wounded from a hot landing zone.
Well, he was doing his duty. He was.
He didn't have to do squat. He could have stayed inside the chopper on one of the guns and sat on his ass.
So he was giving up his life to save the lives of
everybody died. The whole freaking chopper got blown to bits.
Well.
Yeah, now what? What's your big comeback for that?
I still say he was an honorable man. He went out and...
I'm proud that I got the NFL package next season. That's why I'm proud. How about you, old-timer? Where's this guy in New York? Where's my buddy?
Right here.
What do you think, buddy? You like them Jets?
You know something, sir?
Yes, sir. Hey, look, I was United States Navy, okay?
So wasn't
I. I saw all kinds of crap.
Yeah, and you're still living in it.
I'm still living.
Mr. Hendry?
Yes, sir.
You know, this man, I think he needs to go and get some psychological and
that's
mental
what everybody
health,
says.
And rehabilitation.
That's
maybe you ought to go to your Veterans Administration, wherever you're, you know, exactly living, and see if you can get into
now
some
you're
kind of help.
Now you're talking like my sister-in-law, see?
Well, maybe she's got a set of brains.
She's a bag of garbage. She's never shut her mouth in 40
she's
years.
She's a bag of garbage, and your son's a dummy because he gave his life trying to help his fellow man.
Right.
I love my
you
son.
Know something?
Just a dumbass. What's wrong with being a dumbass?
You didn't win Korea there, fella, because Korea is still north and south.
South is free, isn't it? South Vietnam ain't.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh,
that's
gotcha.
Why we're still having conflicts, and we still got military over there trying to keep them from going back and forth at each other.
I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with being a dumbass. A lot of them live a normal life. But my dumbass son had to get it shot off.
Well, then,
just have some respect for the guy.
Your son did something that was honorable. He was fighting for his country, doing his duty, trying to save and help a fellow Look,
when they
got to
bury
your
kid, when they got to bury your kid in a sandwich bag, it's all bets are off.
Sir, I've seen a lot of people going in and out of there.
Well, there you go.
And I grabbed several. You know, it's that's a fact of life. It happened in Korea,
right.
World War II, World War I. You know, there's a song, and I can't remember the exact person who sang it.
The Green Beret. The Ballad of the Green Beret, Barry Sanders.
This song is Duty, Honor, Country.
And that was the one.
And
that
talks
Jefferson?
About all from way back.
Right, that was Jefferson Airplane.
Revolutionary? No, it wasn't Jefferson Airplane.
The
this
hell
was sung,
it wasn't.
This was sung by a real known, well...
Duty, Honor, and Country is the Marine Corps theme.
Bull
no,
crap.
No, it's not.
Because I never...
The Halls of Montezuma.
The Halls of Montezuma. Well, I don't know. Anyway, sir, thank you very much for your call. It was very to the point. I appreciate it. Las Cruces, New Mexico on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
I served in Korea, and I don't see this guy who's sitting offshore in a boat thinking he did anything over there.
I got the hell blown out of my toe.
You got hell blown out of what?
Out of my big toe.
Well, how about that? You probably stumped that going up the stairs.
Wait a second.
Listen, when you degrade any military man that's dead or alive, you're degrading yourself. I served in Korea. I know what the guys were. They hauled the guys out of the reservoir there, were wounded, and they were hardly making it themselves.
Wait a second.
They never left a wounded man lying for the enemy to finish off or die unattended.
I had a canister of CO2 I dropped on my foot.
Well, how about that?
Oh, you telling me that that's not a... That should have been a Purple Heart.
Yeah.
Purple
ass.
A purple ass?
You're a clown.
Wait a second.
I'm glad I didn't know you when I lived in Alhambra.
You lived in Alhambra?
I lived in Alhambra. I didn't know you.
I bet you're a Mexican-American.
I'm a Mexican-American.
Ain't
Who
you?
Said that?
You.
I'm German.
And there's another bunch that they whipped the hell out of there in WW2.
Oh, you're a clown, boy. You have no sense of honor.
Honor?
To call your kid the names you call him, you have no honor.
I sir.
And if you bring it up to your wife every time you bring it up, you have no honor at all.
No, I don't. I just said, there's our son. And she goes, yep, there he is, the dumbass.
You just don't have any honor.
Staff Sergeant Allen, bonafide dumbass.
You should honor him. You should have a
Yeah, why don't you have
flag.
A...
You should have American flag by his picture and honor him every day.
You sure you're not Indian or something?
I'm what?
Are you sure you're not an Indian?
Indian?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I'm American Indian.
A lot of Indians.
From Germany.
Look, my son's too stupid to have a flag hang near his picture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, see, you understand what I'm saying, don't you?
I don't understand you at all. You don't have an honor.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Nein.
And you're a Krautenheimer and you don't?
Okay, yeah. What is this about?
You, sir, I should have had a Purple Heart for dropping that CO2 on my foot.
Yeah, you should have had a... They should have thrown you over the side, what the other done.
Oh, boy, buddy.
But
those
anytime
are,
you dishonor a serviceman... Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, whatever, you dishonor him in life or death, you are dishonoring yourself and you're dishonoring
I love my son very much.
You dishonored your country.
He was just a little thick upstairs, that's all.
Well, that's all right. He was serving his country like the best he could.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
He already said he doesn't. All right.
Parlez-vous français?
Thank you, Phil.
I'm just trying to see if he knows the password.
Thank you, sir.
Because I wouldn't let you through our lines, buddy, if I were in back there.
Hello? Hello? They both hang up? The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And, you know, I don't know, when I got the news about Mark this past weekend, And you start to think about fallibility and, you know, your mortality and everything, and you hold
them both the moon and the stars if you could. You give them chicken with no hormones and no steroids because you can. Tyson. We're chicken. Quality chicken. Tyson. It's what your family deserves.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And, you know, I don't know. When I got the news about Mark this past weekend, and you start to think about fallibility and, you know, your mortality and everything, and you hold on to things a little bit tighter, maybe for the short term. So I'm leaving the house today, and Maria says to me before, as I'm leaving, she says, oh, by the way, things are, my vision's kind of cloudy. What are you talking about? She says, well, she's looking like she's tearing up a little, like she's getting scared. I said, what are you talking about? She said, my vision's, it's a little cloudy. It's occluded somehow. And I said, well, what do you mean? Is it, maybe it's because she had LASIK surgery done. I said, maybe you need to have that. No, it just, there's something funny. I can't see, you know, at certain areas, there's like spots. And now I'm thinking, what is my wife going to go blind or something? She having a stroke? What's the story? And it turned out it got better. I think there was like some gunk or something on her eye. But there's the two of us standing there like she's going to be blind, like she's got a brain tumor, like death is imminent. Why? Because we're just dramatic. Melodramatic, if you will, but dramatic. At least I think that's what it was, because she called me from the road and said she was fine. I go, you mean it was probably just some crap on your lens? She goes, yeah. I'm going, Jesus. Here we're standing there almost bawling, thinking you're losing your vision. Like this is something out of Magnificent Obsession. You don't know what the hell I'm talking about, do you? Well, anyway, believe me, you just... You start getting those feelings. So, this is Monday. It's a new day, brand new week. Had a nice weekend there in Carpinteria. Went dancing. Had cooked my own steak at the restaurant. Stayed on the beach all afternoon. Drank Mai Tais. It was great. And then we rented a couple of movies. Ran into a listener of mine in the video store up there in Carpinteria. Oh, Mike, do you know the Costellos? Your family know the Costellos? Because I ran into a guy, very nice guy, and his wife and his mother-in-law, and we were in the video store there in Carpinteria, and she said, would you please tell Mike Schaefer, the Costellos, say hello, and Mike is now, if the Costellos are listening, Mike is now sending back a message to me, because he is, and he's saying, I haven't a clue who the hell it is you're talking about. All right, thanks a lot, Mike. No, it says, I knew a girl named Valerie, with a question mark, is that her? How the hell would I know? I don't know. Very nice people. She said, would you please remember, Mike, would you tell them we're the Costellos? And I said, Lou Costello? Like Abbott? I don't... And she said, no. That's it. That's who, Mike... Yeah, Abbott and Costello. No, now he knows who it is. Mary Kate Costello. Well, I ran into her and her husband. And it looks like she could have done better. Now, anyway, I'm kidding. Looks like she should have married you, Mike. If you call that doing better. No, they live very nice people, and her mother-in-law was very... Anyway, what am I saying this? Oh, because we rented Seven, and we rented Trainspotting. Okay, you giving me the big thumbs up on that? You're going to hate to hear this, Craig. I was bored to tears in the first... Like, when they found the fat guy, I was like... And everybody told me that was one of the freakiest parts of the movie. The fat dude that they find. And it's like... Boring. Something wrong. I said to Maria, everybody loves that movie. We got to watch that again. She goes, yeah, I think we do. I think there was something wrong. I said, do you think it was that joint we smoked? She goes, maybe. I'm kidding. We weren't smoking any dope, just in case anybody is, you know. I did. She didn't. She knows. She's a mother. She wouldn't. Not the crap that I provide. Anyway, not the stuff I buy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.